From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. A special delegation from Crimea is in Moscow to hold talks with the Russian government just a day after announcing a referendum on the region's future. The Russian State Duma speaker says Russia will respect any choice made by Crimean citizens in their vote, which the West and Ukraine say is illegitimate. From Moscow, Dan Whitehead reports.
Crimea's parliament speaker, Volodymyr Konstantinov, is leading the delegation in Moscow. Russian state media reports Mr. Konstantinov insists the referendum will go ahead and the situation will be clarified for Crimean citizens. On Ukraine's new government, he said, "It is illegitimate. We are scared of it." Russia's State Duma speaker, Sergei Naryshkin, said Russia will support the democratic choice of the people of Crimea. But these messages come amid confusion over the legality of the vote and condemnation from the West.
Earlier, Russia's President Vladimir Putin spoke directly with his U.S. counterpart Barack Obama, saying U.S.-Russia relations should not suffer due to ongoing disagreements over Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visited Jordan on Friday for talks with King Abdullah II on the future of the Middle East peace process. America's top diplomat made the unscheduled 3-hour stop on the back of a conference in Rome on Libya, where he also held meetings on the crisis in Ukraine. Nina Maria Potts reports.
The previously unannounced talks with King Abdullah of Jordan and his foreign minister Nasser Judeh are aimed at nudging the Middle East peace process forward. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is hoping to get an agreement by late April between Israel and the Palestinians on a framework for a peace deal, but has signaled that could take another 9 months. U.S. officials have been very quiet on what might go into the agreement. Despite U.S. hopes of establishing negotiating positions in order to move forward, Israel has put the burden on the Palestinians to recognize a Jewish state, which they have long refused to do. And the Palestinians say Israeli settlement construction in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem is the main obstacle to peace.
The American economy gained more jobs than expected last month, but the overall unemployment rate is up slightly. The latest figures show the U.S. workforce grew by 175,000 in February, while the jobless rate crept up to 6.7%. Malcolm Brown reports.
The addition of 175,000 jobs is substantially better than the 150,000 anticipated by economists. Predictions were made harder by the severe winter weather that has affected economic activity across large swathes of the country. Meanwhile, the slight rise in the overall unemployment rate is being attributed to the return of job seekers who had given up looking for work.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A Congolese warlord has been convicted of being complicit in crimes including murder and pillage. For his part in an attack on a village in the northeast of the Democratic Republic of Congo in 2003. Germain Katanga supplied weapons to militia who killed over 200 people in the gold and diamond-rich Ituri province. Our Europe correspondent Jack Perak has more.
The International Criminal Court at The Hague in the Netherlands handed out only its second ever conviction in the 11 years since it was set up to militia leader Germain Katanga of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The court found him guilty of 4 counts of war crimes and 1 crime against humanity, being an accessory to the massacre of more than 200 civilians when militia groups under his control attacked the Congolese village of Bogoro. 35-year-old Katanga was, however, acquitted of the charges of using child soldiers, rape and sexual slavery in a trial which has lasted over 5 years.
And Venezuela has expelled the ambassador of Panama and 3 other Panamanian diplomats as anti-government protests continue around the country. The news comes the day after Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro officially ended all diplomatic and economic ties with Panama. FSN Español correspondent Andrea Arenas reports.
President Nicolás Maduro has accused Panama's government of conspiring against his administration. This allegation comes after Panama requested a meeting at the Washington-based Organization of American States to discuss the rising tensions and protests in Venezuela. As a result, Caracas declared Panama's ambassador to Venezuela and 3 other diplomats persona non grata and gave them 48 hours to leave the country. Panamanian government has expressed surprise at Venezuela's decision and said that President Maduro's accusations were unacceptable.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.